Praise 100.9, 92.7 of Melanie. It's a wonderful Thursday. Looking forward to a great weekend ahead. Lots going on, and certainly not the least among them. Hey, our church, I want to say America's church, certainly Charlotte's church, the Park is turning 100, and I have my friend Bishop Alexander on the phone. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I feel like y'all are like the Dallas Cowboys or something.
Oh, no. Well, now let's hope we have a better record this year than that.
You said it. I didn't. I'm a Redskins fan. So, hey, that's a whole that's a whole other story. Well, congratulations. 100 years, Bishop?
That's right.
And it's going down this weekend. You're having a big celebration. Now, you know, churches really in this day and age come and go. What would you attribute the success and longevity of the Park to?
It's been to the resiliency of the congregation, the prayerfulness of the congregation, the forward thinking, and supportive vision. I think throughout the history, whether it's fire, the congregation has always responded faithfully. Urban renewal, dislocation, relocation, the congregation has responded faithfully. And ultimately, because they were grounded in a faith in God, and because God does not change, we've been able to last.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is that a matter of what you put in the people or what you get out of the people?
I think it's a matter of both. Jesus did make the promise that upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the commitment to the proclamation of Jesus being the Christ, the Son of God, faithfulness to the claims of the faith, God has honored that for over 100 years. And when you think about all of the things that have changed, and yet that has remained the same, I think that's the secret.
And Bishop, you know, you've been around with the church. You've been pastor since 1990, and the church membership has expanded to more than 9,000. And of course, you've seen significant growth, adding the Park Church South, purchasing the Charlotte Merchandise Mart. Such great things already. What's next?
Well, you know, I think there's a continuation of what we're currently doing, both in the city and outside. The world is growing much smaller, and as the world grows smaller, our opportunity to minister in larger ways is enhanced. We have missionaries in Kenya. We'd like to be able to plant more in other countries. We certainly want to do more short-term mission projects in Haiti, in India. We've been in South Africa and Peru and Jamaica. We want to plant churches in those areas. The internet has provided us the opportunity to reach more people virtually than we're reaching locationally. And so it's how do we leverage that into being more and doing more in those areas. And then, you know, as Charlotte continues to grow and the growth presents opportunities and challenges, we want to be ready to meet them both as a church and in partnership with others.
The Park Church celebrating 100 years. Now, Bishop, you got a big gala going on Saturday at the Westin, completely sold out. And then Sunday, homecoming, 3 services, 2 locations. Tell us what we can expect.
Well, I mean, the worship is just going to be, they are amped. I mean, they are ready, and we're going to cut them loose. I mean, it's going to be an experience like none other. We're so delighted to have Bishop Walter Scott Thomas, pastor of the New Psalmist Baptist Church. My bishop and pastor is going to be here preaching, and he's a phenomenal proclaimer of the Word of God. I'm just looking forward to God doing great and mighty things, and people don't.
In closing, why don't you speak life to the greater Charlotte community and maybe speak to someone who might be at the beginning of where the park is now. Why don't you speak some encouragement to somebody out there?
There is nothing about the beginning of the park or even the beginning of my time with the park that would have ever suggested that we would be where we are right now. But because of the purpose and plan of God being so much more than that original prayer band ever saw, or that I have even seen. You can be assured that the purpose and plan of God for your life is far greater than anything that you can imagine. And that whatever challenges are introduced from the time of your beginning until the time of the Lord's completion, God has already seen it. God has already fashioned the way of your transcending it. God has already decided a blessing that he is going to provide as a result of it. And so just be faithful to what you know and watch God show you what you have yet to see. Because as Donald Lawrence said, the best is yet to come.
Awesome. Bishop Claude Alexander, the Park Church celebrating 100 years. For more information, you can log on to theparkchurch100. That's the number 100.org, theparkchurch100.org. Or you can call the main office at 704-392-1681. Bishop, we celebrate with you and the park. And thank you so much for all of the work that you all do in this community, both local, nationally, globally, internationally. We thank you for answering the call of God on your life, and thanks so much for hanging out with us a little bit today.
Thank you. Look forward to you.